Our movie industry out of ideas, apparently, to combat piracy, wants the government to step in and help box office takings in the country. Just shy of $190 million last year, which was down a bit from the $206 the year before, but there were reasons for that, mainly the will of people. Now, the issue is piracy sites are becoming more and more popular, of course. Managing Director of the Motion Picture Distributors Association, Matthew Cheatham, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So your return, it looks fine, given the year before, of course, was the will of people, which artificially, in a way, bumped it. So is there actually a problem in pirating or not?
Well, remember, that's a theatrical box office, and pirating, while it affects theatrical, it affects more of our downstream, home entertainment, television, online, on demand, those kind of things. So there's no doubt that piracy is affecting those downstream revenues.
And how much of this is local versus global? In other words, every country's got the same problem.
Oh, pretty much, yeah. I think most countries around the world, if not all countries around the world, are trying to fight piracy as best as they can. It's pretty much a global problem.
And so our problem, if this has been, is this being driven, by the way, outside our jurisdiction or inside it, do you know?
The good thing about the New Zealand laws and legislation is if there is, you know, illegal activity taking place within New Zealand, rights holders are able to sort of take a civil action or if necessary, a criminal action. So it's pretty easy for rights holders to try and protect their rights in New Zealand. The problem is that when the sites are based outside of New Zealand, as most of them are, then it becomes a much harder thing.
And so that's the difficulty, isn't it? So in going to the government, what can the government possibly do apart from go to other governments and go, look, we've got the problem you've got, and they presumably, theoretically in time, all cooperate together in some sort of global crackdown, which may or may not happen?
The problem is, I guess it's a modern-day problem. You know, the law was designed some times ago to try and suit the problems of the age. The problems of the age at the moment have gone beyond the law. And, you know, governments try as hard as they can to try and take action against piracy. But even if all of the governments combine, what we find in the digital age is that a lot of these sites are sort of, you know, we call them sites, but they're not really cited anywhere.
No.
I'll give you an example of the Pirate Bay, which is known to have come from Sweden. The operators in Sweden were found criminally and civilly liable of copyright infringement. Some were given prison. They were all given fines. And yet the Pirate Bay remains one of the most popular sites in the world, including in New Zealand.
And that's the problem, though, isn't it? Because when you've got a battle between governments, the lawmakers, and crooks who want to make money and are tech-savvy, it's the crooks and the tech-savvy who are always going to win, isn't it?
They're always going to be trying to make money. And governments are always going to be trying to protect the rights of, you know, legitimate people who are trying to make legitimate businesses. But yeah, that is the problem, is that you've got smart people out there who are trying to, you know, always trying to get around the law as best as they can.
Matthew, appreciate your time. Managing Director of the Motion Picture Distributors Association. Even more disturbing news, and it's a big morning with the Oscars and everything, but the really disturbing news from the movie world this morning is, and apparently it's firming as being real, because there's always a lot of rumours about the place, but apparently this is looking more and more realistic by the day. The new James Bond is Harry Styles. Shoot me now.